first one is on cultural development. You said in your presentation you chose Ireland because of its relevance. I just would love to know what makes it relevant. And the second question, okay, is in program 5. That is the one you said there was no site case at the feet. To me, that is not enough. You must give us reasons why there was no case at the feet that made you now not to achieve the target you set yourselves. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, DG, for the presentation you have done. I did not get you right about the conditional grants to provinces. So let me know, why are the provinces getting much and others getting less, maybe less than others? Maybe it is because of the population or have less needs. The other one, I don't think it's a question. The females are still less represented, not represented in female. And the people with PWD, I think the department will still going to look at.
Thank you.
DG have explained much more about it in this amount of expenditure program, whereby the total expenditure is 19%. Which is below the benchmark of 25%. And they explain the reasons why and so on and so on and so on. One is tempted to ask if ever in the first, or probably to the second expenditure time, would you as a department be able to reach your benchmark according to the program the way it is? You've explained the reasons among others to say because of the way you especially the conditional grant that you transfer fund the provinces and so on. One could understand the way things are being and the way you explain. And especially the way you are trying to not deviating per se, but trying to find out ways, not really relying precisely with the Department of Public Works in the transfer and depending on some other projects. But the question is probable, are you on the right track that you can reach your benchmark? That's the question. And then The last one, it's just that one of a flex that it's I remember I've asked one question some time ago in the department and it was not understood to say I know this one is an ongoing. Process. If one recalls where it has been stated that in all public institutions we So when you talk about the tender adjudication processes and the water upon service providers, you find out in some other areas. For instance, let me cite an example so that you can be understood. You find out in one of those schools whereby is visited maybe by the minister on the 18th of July, the birthday of the Nelson Mandela Day, you installed that flag. And the schools surrounding that area, they always like to know, how does this come up? What criteria are they using? When are we getting it? And nobody has an explanation when and how this kind of things will reach their schools and their institutions. So I'm saying it needs somehow, if we appoint if the department appoints the service provider, whether we use the word, let there be a sequence from this school to that school to that school. Because sometimes you find people talking about, maybe you are starting with the high schools, therefore you come to secondary, maybe to primary. Nobody knows what is it all about. But people may talk, but what we know is that the project is on. And then it's just the process that the intention of the department is to reach each and every public institution. But people will talk, as I'm saying, but we need to find somehow, answers to try to talk to the people, because they may sometimes, or they usually ask us, so that we may provide whether suitable or convincing, answers to them. So I was just likely to say, this need to be shown out so that everybody can understand how the process is being conducted. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Fonsalvi.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the presentation. I'm referring to the details of goods and services budget. At the bottom there, you talk about community libraries and then top slice. Now, I want to know, how does the projects in connection with that differ from the projects libraries have with regard to the conditional grant? Because there they also do certain projects. How does those projects differ? That's the first thing in connection with library. And then on the additional information you submitted to us, you talk about so many new libraries and so many upgraded libraries. Can you please explain to us what do you exactly mean by a new library? Is that a new building, et cetera, et cetera, or is it a first? In a certain town, the town hasn't had a library, and now he has one. Is that a new library? And then also, what is meant by upgraded? What has been upgraded? Thanks. And then you talk about library material that's been purchased, and you talk about 31,411 items. What type of library material is that? Is it books, videos, whatever? And then my last question, Chair, the new terminology that's been finalized by the language services, which I think is a very, very good thing as far as the
Indigenous
languages are concerned. I want to know, sir, how are those new words, the new terminology, how is it being communicated to schools? Because surely schools must have access to that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the presentation. I want to start there with the bursary program 3, National Language Services. Can you just give us some more information around this bursaries? This announced for instance, the University of Limpopo, University of South Africa. So, who decided how much money must go to the bursaries and which universities? Why is this specific universities being singled out? Then you also talked about the cultural sort of treaty that South Africa has with the French. And I know that a lot of the European countries, they try their best to market their countries, for instance, in South Africa. And it's very important for them. And it's also a program, Chairperson, that tries also to market South Africa in, for instance, in European countries or in other African countries. On program three, you took the proportion of functional translation and editing as per client request. Who is this client? Well, for instance, ask for English or Afrikaans translations or whatever. And if you can give us some more on that. And then also on this terminology, develop the domain. So I believe that this terminology is developed in the, for instance, in the African languages, because there's not certain terminologies, for instance, in Zulu for a certain thing. So you develop this for the black languages, I can call it like that. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Coming to us, what's happening in the department? So I think the department
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much for the department for the comprehensive report. I hear the explanation on the issue of the compensation of the employer. Chair, it was not the first time that we celebrate Freedom Day, Youth Day, in an annual report. I know, must have paid for the annual statement. Or the GSK statement. I hear your statement. It's not the first time. Knowing what criteria do they use to depend on the issue that they have to use. Last time I didn't hear or see that was the explained on the issue of the I mean what method that they use or criteria that they use before when defending this thing. I mean, the staff is not, they are not people working for a campaign as politicians. I don't mean the preparation of all those things. I used to the level 12 and lower for this because they can do the marketing. Or what does they do? What does this lower 12, level 12 and lower staff do? Only issue that they create. I mean, you want to hear this one. Because it's not only the partner involved in this type of event. It's also service providers who are involved in this event. I mean, the GS Western Province, the certificate town of the Western Cape Province of Province, they are part of those type of events. I mean, just like the Western Cape one, GS Western Province, is here in Cape Town. What do they bring to the table? Because it's been country, we should be so much all over time. Will it be the last time or will be next year the same? All those type of things. The other issue is about the grounds of the provinces. Yes, did you say all those provinces must submit business plans? My point is I hear the explanation from PG. Is after those people in this business plan, if they talk about programs, they inform the department on how did they get from that type of program, maybe if they put it in the business plan. Is there anything on the ground? I mean, this grant you give, that must be risk to the people. I mean, you can see people. people losing patience in South Africa. That's why we have this fires and stuff. Did the people on the ground participate the same? What did they see? What must happen? Are people aware about this crime in provinces and for what is this crime? Because if your government in your particular province is not doing what they're supposed to do, the people on the ground must know. I listened on the radio this morning, they're saying people must tell the government what they want, and then the government must plan towards what the people want. Even when you budget, I mean, the minister can't just sleep today, morning, wake up and decide that must be that's what I want to do, because if you look to the areas we're going to, it's not, I mean, we are not here as public reps to come to us to want to be public reps and then in that part with nothing, do nothing. We are also have a role to play, an oversight role to play to make sure that the constitutional right of the people must affect. So if certain problems not deliver, then we must let our voices be heard. Say to you on the issue of honorable the panel did that in it. I also echo the saying that it's not acceptable on the issue of Sarah Partner. I mean, DG, you raise it in, I think we raise it in the state plan early this year. And we was asking how far is this thing sometimes. I'm very surprised now I hear this thing of the certificate is all up for the implementation of the physical work of Sarah Partners. If we're not working on time frame, and I mean, and put our feet down, I mean, the department, those people who your other counterpart that you must work to get in some improvements for development and so forth, then you must speak to your counterpart DG or whoever those piece of work and then say, but this thing is out up. Can you try to assist us on this matter? Otherwise we will be here and here and here and we will not moving forward. Lastly, Chairperson, on the MGE funds, I want to be explain, Chairperson, what is this fund? And for what is this fund?
Thank you. Thank you. Maybe before I start, I'll just ask one direct question from the department. What is the level of communication? I don't know how many times each time the Golo Committee, all the questions are directed, most of them are directed to her, to the unit, and she is not here. I think this is becoming a bad habit, and we've been saying this over and over again. How many times are always here? It's not that they don't have what to do. Is there anyone from her unit? That is one of the issues. Okay. I think now you are just a DG. This has been raising even before you came to the DG. Because we have this serious challenge with the communication. If you remember, even in the annual report last year, we had to call him. I think we feel very undermined now as a person. This is one of the messages that we can pass on to the ministers as well. coming, and this is one of the issues that we raised in the report for communications of the department. I think it's one of the issues that we must take to the authority.
I think my first issue that I would raise, DG, is the issue of the programs. Maybe you correct me, yes, to say that one of the issues that I was asked, even by senior politicians, is that we removed investment culture in the department because of the issues that were raised. Because of the corruption, because of all the issues that were raised. But what are you replacing investing in culture? Because they are saying that investing in culture used to touch communities directly on the ground, even those who are most disadvantaged. Now you are removing investing in cultures. In culture, you are putting a non-supporting economy, which, according to some, does not speak to them. They don't even understand. They wanted the action on the ground. That is the first question. How do I respond when I'm asked that question? Secondly, I've been going through a document. I know that you always defend this part of consultants. Are you telling me in this department that there is really not that skill for so many years that people there would all possess skill? I'm looking at this film of post document that you gave us. You've got heritage infrastructure project consultant. You have a MGE. Of the lead economist consultant for 22 months. And some of the issues here on this issue are a fixed term contract employment, so I'm not sure whether it would not be not fit in the structure. I read the document on Kensani consultant, the HR development strategy. I'm not convinced about the consulting story. The president raised this issue on, if you remember, when we were responding on the issue to say that, and the consultant issue, that it's becoming a problem. And one of the issues, I know a sector, one might say it's a very complex sector. Are you saying that, is there any alternative to consultants? We have one of the issues that we are told to raise as a committee member to the issue of consultants. Because now they take the place of real employment to consultants. Are you saying you can't get, I don't know, maybe you got my question. One of the issues that I want to raise is the issue of international treaties. You sign in treaties, we once requested as a portfolio committee, still not here. All the treaties that you've signed in what they contain. Because in most cases, when I used to sit in the Portfolio Committee of International Relations, international treaties, the people used to benefit the most are the other countries, not South Africa. These are countries that we are getting into agreement with, you know. And I think one of the issues was this, the French season in SA. What about us having our season in French? So I'm just saying that I have a serious challenge with these treaties, really. Because at the end of the day, these treaties are signed, the next thing you find, people from those countries are the ones who are getting tenders or consultants or whatever, who are benefiting economically from our countries. The provinces might attract it, but that's the real issue going on, especially on the electoral grants. I know Dr. Giovanni and Dr. When I fought the last time, he said, where is the library? Where I come from? Dr. Ndim, are you Kui Library, MJS? Escort. So this is some of the things to say that, where is it? Our issue is to turn to the developed areas. We speak about rural areas being neglected. One of the issues we can check the recent, most of the service delivery protests, it's in rural areas or semi-rural areas. I think the recent one is where Ms. Badouza is married to a guy from Mr. Spring. I think you saw it in Wago. It's burning. You want to ask some of the issues. Is this issue of development? They're saying there's no library, there's no art center, there is nothing. Because I try to intervene. Even in some areas, there is nothing. You know, people, when they do art and culture issues, they do it out of, for the love of the country. It's because of patriotism within them. There is no... And the people that, all those places that we are supporting, are places that are developed, you know, at the end of the day. And when you raise these issues, people are saying that it's a personal issue. There's a little town, as we do our M&E, I think, you know, Alice, I've just gave MSNG my document. People who've never been to Alice, they think Dr. Mandela studied there, Sobukwe, Mugabe, many revolutionaries. They've got this picture of Alice, that it's a beautiful town. You see a South African flag when you enter. You've got this. And it's a direct opposite of what. The only thing that keeps the town Alice is the University of Forte. If you can remove that University of Forte and Loveday, then there is nothing, you know. And that's why some of the issues I gave you that document, because people are fighting there. They want to change the institution of from Forte to Robert Sobukwe. Some they wanted to turn it to Mandela and rename the hostels, Zeke Matthews. Some of them have been named already, but some of us, you would know some of all those institutions, the pages we have here. But you would know some of the institutions there. You go to little towns in the northwest, same issue. I'm very concerned, because one of the issue of I'll say the present problem, the issue is more on rural development. I know people hate going to rural areas. You know, but unfortunately that's where we must start, otherwise we'll see the rise. You speak about, I'm happy you are getting there, 43% of women, but what about people living with disability in the department? What is your target and how many do you have? You know, and I think that's one of the issues, that one of the questions I thought that they're very relevant. Did you, everything, that's why I'm asking, where is the head of community? I buy every paper. Who fails, I ensure that she will get the local press newspaper on issues of arts and culture to say what is happening when, so that we can be able to say that the department is having. But to this day, Ms. Badus, Angaza Nibone, where is the communication? Where is the communication? You know, I have a serious problem. This was raised in the annual report last year, and. No communication has been done. The only communication that I remember was about the social cohesion. And I had an issue to say, just because the president of the Republic is coming. Now, this is on national paper. But any other issues, it's not communicated. Where is it communicated? Who is it communicated to? I asked the issue last about the bursaries. How do the students know about the bursaries? At what level? DJ, you're on our backs on languages. And if you send out this on English, you still have a problem. And I asked a specific district, I want a report, the portfolio committee wants a report, and I say I want, I'm speaking on behalf of the portfolio committee, sorry about that. Of how many students did you give bursaries and where do they come from? And I'll be happy if you can get that by Friday, even if it's that, or in May. Or maybe, okay. Mm-hmm. I can do that, but my issue is where do they come from? Maybe I can get it in a pen right now. The community, which area do they come from? Because it becomes very important for us. Where do they come from? You know. There's a little town called Zastron in the Free State. I was called by a child called Bulilane from Tumena Blue Teaching. I don't know, did you advertise something on Zanzibar Golden Economy? A tender or something like that or something. He's question was to say that was in English, number one. He doesn't understand the Zanzibar Golden Economy in English, and they want to participate. Maybe I'm Zanmiguel Awun to say that, what is it about? And all the questions in English, what about a person who speaks all our languages? You know, that's one of the issues. Dr. Jesus, I'm not here to feel that all the time to anything. I always say, as much as you'll defend yourself here, but Amanyala and Zimbabwe entities, I know it's a developmental body, but money goes from the department to entities. But Amanyala and Zimbabwe entities, unfortunately, we were not here when we took Sarah on board. Bukumeka Amanyala, in all these entities of Amanyala. Now I have serious stress about Abandabakofanayo and the Azmi 800, but a freedom park. How far have you gone? We are Bamba Bambuzi over, we are the time of Jay Bamba, we can't be late. So, those are some of the issues I have, even the financial records as well. I am really not happy about the MND that is happening in the department. And one of the issues that we have to defend, especially when it also came to the issue of when we're doing the languages, most opposition members agreed with us, but they were very worried when it comes to the issue of MME, to say that how they wouldn't trust the element of the department that comes to with MME. Otherwise, so far, DJ, I see the problems, but I'm not happy with the base that we are touching on the department. I will see on the, you said you've done interviews and all that, on Yang Sheberman, and you've done 50 interviews, it's fine. I think for now, I'll allow DJ to respond and we'll take a set of questions. Can I just break, can you break for 10 minutes, but decide when you come back, you can respond so that you can focus. Thank you.